out some of the instructors who taught there in the performing arts department when you were there?
Well, I have to mention Nathan Kamak, because as I told you earlier, the understanding I had in taking the position is that I would have at least one music staff, and I was a colleague of Nathan's at South Eugene High School, and the president agreed to hiring him. And he really was the leader in developing a music program that was just first rate, and very versatile, very talented, creative person, and an excellent teacher. His forte was orchestral music. His instrument was violin, but he taught piano and choir, and he was a real... And that was the basis for bringing together and creating an excellent staff. I have to mention Ed McManus, who has developed an electronic music program that's really first rate. It was a passion that he had and that I tried to develop when I was there. It subsequently happened, I think 2 years ago, they finally got a lab. And Barbara Myrick, Dan Sachs, one of the best vocal jazz leaders in the Northwest. Pretty impressive staff. In theater, George Loris, Stan Alberson, Dave Sherman. We were quite a team. This was the staff that really made it happen. They made it happen because they never punched the clock. They never said, well, that's not my job performance. You simply were task-oriented. You did whatever it took to create the concert or the play or the scene design. You simply just did it. You didn't worry about the fact that some people in another department were half as much as you did, but that's the nature of performing arts. It takes a very, very dedicated, committed staff. And we had that for a long time. I can't speak to the present staff. I don't know many of them. But most of them are people that I hired. Most of them are ready to retire too.
Barbara Myrick's still there.
Great lady. You know, I'm sure I left people out, and it's just because I don't have some notes before me. But I think it's appropriate to mention those particular ones. And Jim Greenwood probably has taught, if you tallied up the individual students, you know, 15,000 piano students in that piano lab, which takes a lot of patience. Pretty good people.
Do you have any memory of any students that stand out that have gone on to become famous in their own field? And could you talk about that?
We developed some real talent. I guess the most notable is Greg Wasson, who is a well-known motion picture actor. In fact, I worked with Craig recently on a movie that I was involved with in Puerto Vallarta called Puerto Vallarta Squeeze, a Robert Waller novel. Craig's been in the Body Double, Brian De Palma movie, Four Friends, Boys of Company C, Ghost Story. I mean, he's a pretty well-known actor. He started at Lane in 68. Wayne Valentine did a lot of work for the Oregon Shakespearean Festival. A lot of teachers. One other guy that was on The Bold and the Beautiful, Brent Jasmer. We had a sufficient number of people that studied music and theater that actually went into the business and are practitioners and doing very well. Those that didn't use music and theater training are better lawyers by virtue of the fact that they have theater experience, music, better doctors, better teachers. And I know this because I have those letters and emails. They still come from people that I've had in class, not so notable, that say thank you for that class. It really helped me. Thank you for the role. It really helped me. I have a former student who was an attorney, and he was from South High, attorney in Portland, who represents, it's a big time law firm, and it's quite an input, and he represents victims of airline crashes.
I mean, he's a big time lawyer.
Who recently gave up the practice and did what he always wanted to do, and he's writing and singing folk songs in small clubs and making CDs, and left a multi-million dollar business and did what he always wanted to do. So that's fun. I've had a lot of students, and I had a lot of gratification that I was a part of their life, both professionally and personally. They stay in contact. They've given me a lot of satisfaction. That's why I teach. That's why I talk. My brothers and sisters were all in the business community and are significantly wealthier than I am in a financial way. But I have my own wealth, and I just explained what that wealth was. Touching the lives of thousands of students, regardless of whether they went into theater or music. That makes it all worth it. And on that, I think I'll end. Yeah, music and theater students, their education is a little more costly. It goes beyond paying tuition and buying books. In the case of the music student, they own their own instrument or instruments. They have to be engaged in personal private lessons every term, and they pay extra for that. And then from a time point of view for theater students, they work in a classroom, get their 15 credits a term, 16 credits, but they work 18 hours a day on rehearsal and performance because that's the nature of their craft. So it takes a real commitment to be a good music, theater, dance student today. I don't think a lot of administrators understand that. I remember Eldon Schaefer, who was one of the most dynamic presidents of my college, saying, well, this theater stuff costs a lot of money, doesn't it? I said, yes, it does, Eldon. It's damn well worth it.